By the time the couples finish, our hands overflow with prayer cards. Wet mascara has my eyelashes interlocking. When Pastor Downs leads us all with one last prayer, I'm thinking it's not possible for the wedding to surpass all of this yummy, loving goodness. I look at John, and his golden eyes twinkle. Our wedding date? Just a whisper away. We're almost there, ready to start our lives together. Men and women drift away in groups, and only Miss Pat stands before us. John asks, Mom, did they miss you? You have a prayer card for us? No, I have a gift for your new home. She steps to John and places the silver ribbon box on his lap. I've watched you all your life, son. She's so close, her legs touch his. You're so determined and you know your own mind. This is your history. Remember it. Wind blows through her hair, moving wavy locks in slow motion against her cheeks. Shabley, you'll learn more about my son every day. Start with this. John tugs the ribbon. It slips down his legs, then onto the soft grass. He lifts the top of the box. From beneath the gray and white tissue paper, his hands pull out a silver scrapbook. My heart warms at the pictures of my future husband. The first page is a baby picture, and he's newborn with his eyes shut tight. He flips through the pages, and we're treated to a retrospective of his childhood. From clutching a plush brown teddy bear while sitting on his father's lap, up through the school years and beyond. I grip his hand as he views the picture of himself with his brother at his dad's funeral. I see the Coke bottle glasses, then him growing taller and stronger until the specks no longer appear in pictures. Him at the prom with his date, with friends before and after high school graduation, endless pictures of him riding bikes, running track, lifting weights, graduation from Drexel, more pictures with his family, and photos with people from Rise Community Church, from the apartment he used to live in before Germany, then the Brandenburg Gate, the Berlin Television Tower, the Berlin Wall Memorial, another picture of John at the Berlin Wall Memorial, and another. Then the memorial becomes the historical background of John standing tall and proud next to a delicate butter pecan colored woman whose red gloss lips frame her white teeth in a wide smile. She wears a faded jean jacket, a thin white t-shirt, and happiness. Trina,